maybe we've got too much of an expectation of what Oxlade-Chamberlain's going to bring when he comes back into the team. Where do you stand on this? It's not that I'm expecting him to come back in and, you know, just bang 20 goals and make Liverpool win the league by 10 points or something, but I'm expecting him to have some sort of impact because he's still a good player. Even though he's had this long injury, he's still going to sort of have a lot of the attributes that he still had before, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. He's one of them players where you look at him and think, when he comes in, it's not going to take him 10 games to get into the swing of things, I don't think. I know he's been on for a long time, but his game is very much his game, I think. So, listen, as you said, he's not going to come in and score 10 goals, but by the same token, if he's getting back to full fitness now, hopefully the game against Derby goes well for him. And then you can see him towards the end of the season. You've got, 9-10 games left in the league, plus whatever we get in the European Cup, so there's going to be some game time for him. And he's going to be playing in that area of the pitch, which is vital to us, the slightly more forward-placed midfield role. So I think you've got a temper like wild highs that you're expecting from him, but I think by the same token, I am expecting to have some sort of input into the season. Maybe not, as you said, 10 goals and win the league by 10 points, but if he can do that for us, happy days.
But as much as that, it's a morale boost as well, because he seems like he's clearly someone who has that sort of positive impact in the change rooms. You've even seen it since he came back into training, the way that his you know, teammates have reacted to it, and you see the videos that the club have been putting out where he's been sort of having a laugh and a joke with everyone. It's got to have that sort of impact on the pitch as well, you'd assume.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to just remember how influential he was at the time of having the injury, and or you can tell the rest of the dressing room remember that time as well, remember how good he can be. And I mean, they're not stupid, they know exactly the places on the pitch that they've been struggling or the things they've been struggling for. I think the kind of tempering expectations is almost as if we see the first few performances and he doesn't look the same, it's not a case of, oh, he's never gonna be. It's just he's not there yet. I mean, from my perspective, if he can influence one, maybe two games, and that's maybe with just one assist that gives us a goal, that gives us an extra 2 points, I'm happy with that. I'm absolutely golden with that. But